It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Get more on the town of Hillsborough at hillsboroughnc.gov. As I mentioned, Mayor Tom Stevens not available today. We are joined by Mayor Pro Tem Jen Weaver on the line right now to get us caught up on Hillsborough news. Jen, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's great to be here, and I loved hearing that about what the Department on Aging is doing with the dementia training. That department really does fantastic work in the community.
It really
is. That was a new one for me.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, honestly, we went through it, and it was really quick and easy, and the training that they do is spectacular. Like, you really do internalize a lot of stuff that you didn't know just in an hour. It's great.
Very cool.
Yeah. So going on in Hillsborough, a lot of stuff. I want to start by talking about an event that you were telling me about last week in Raleigh, which was an event sponsored by the Southern Environmental Law Center and the Environmentalist Defense Fund. This is an event for policymakers around the Triangle about transit and climate change and what state government and local government and businesses in the private sector can do to kind of move the dial on those issues. What went on?
That's right. Well, it was a really great convening, and as I understand it, it's the beginning of something. So I think there will be more of these, and I'm excited for that, because this is a really important topic, and there needs to be movement on it. And there's a general sense that people know that, policymakers know that, yet there still seems to be a lot of obstacles to that movement. There were several different panels, but I will say that the most interesting to me, and I am a little biased, was the local government panel, which had Alderman Damon Stiles from Carborough and County Commissioner from Wake County, Sick Hutchinson, and a woman who I'm embarrassed to say I can't remember her name, but she is a grassroots organizer in Asheville who is part of a group that advocates for public transportation and affordability, for affordable transportation, basically, in the Asheville area. And there was great conversation and great questions from the audience about really what we need at the local communities. And, one of the things that we talked about quite a bit was the strong need for to make bike ped projects more accessible for localities, because it's very, very difficult to, local, especially smaller communities like Hillsborough, Carborough, even Chapel Hill. It's really hard to totally fund those. I mean, it's impossible for Hillsborough to totally fund those ourselves. And it's really hard to get matching funds from the state because of their funding formulas, and everything is still geared towards roads. And that really needs to change.
Right, right. So we're talking about what can be done and what is being done on the local level. Obviously, whenever this subject comes up, and it could be in the context of transit or climate change or any other issue, I always come back kind of to the same thing in North Carolina, which is just how limited local governments are in their authority, considering the way that state law stands and the way that state law is structured. So what else can be done, and what else is being done locally?
Well, I think one of the things that we keep coming back to, and was discussed at that convening as well, is that local governments need to be thinking really hard about our land use policies. Mm-hmm. And, that has to do with planning and zoning and all those things that people get pretty strong feelings about, which is really understandable. It's always easier to think about things in theory than it is when it is, literally next door to you. So I really understand that and experience that myself, but these are the kind of conversations we really need to be having in our communities.
How about the private sector? What can businesses do?
That's a really good question, and I wish I had a kind of a real catchy answer for you here for the radio. I think that always it's great for businesses to engage in their communities, and one of the things that I hope that Hillsborough will be doing in the near future is really thinking as a community on how to lower our carbon footprint community-wide, because the town you know, the town itself can only control town operations. And as you probably know, that's a sliver of the overall footprint, you know, of the town. Most of that is coming from, you know, residences and businesses. And so how can residents and businesses kind of work together and harness some energy to lower that footprint? And, you know, that goes back to transportation again, is people need to make their living. They've got to get where they're going. So how can we do some organizing ourselves that lowers that?
Speaking with
that sounds pretty open, but
yeah.
It is.
Speaking with Jen Weaver, again, Hillsborough Mayor Pro Tem, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. And you mentioned the importance of bike and pedestrian connectivity, and that brings up the big project that has really kind of changed the face of significant portions of Hillsborough in the last few years, which is Riverwalk, which has provided a lot of really cool pedestrian connectivity. And it's celebrating its fifth anniversary, right?
That's right. That's right. So I can't remember exactly when groundbreaking was, but it, you know, sometime in, you know, about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then in October will be when the official kind of ribbon cutting was to open Riverwalk.
So,
but it's been.
Yeah. So how much has, you were probably just about to say, how much has Riverwalk kind of changed and had an impact on Hillsborough in general and downtown and West Hillsborough in particular?
It has been incredibly transformative. And, you know, this is just a great reminder for a lot of times how long it takes to really see a vision through, that it took 20 years from the time a couple of local folks first had the idea to, you know, having that ribbon cutting. So it took a long time of planning and figuring it out and acquiring the property. But during that building process, you know, one of the things that people said a lot is, oh, it's going to help economic development so much. It's going to help tourism. And all of that has been true, which is the people it brings into town to visit us. But for me, even if that hadn't happened, which it definitely has, the effect it's had on the local community has been so worth it, because you go to Riverwalk, there's people on it all day, every day, all kinds of people, all different abilities. Most of, at least, I think it's about 2/3 of Riverwalk is paved. So it's, you know, it's wheelchair accessible. And, you know, it just, you see every kind of person, every age on it. And it's really one of the places where I feel community is the strongest. And then, of course, people can actually, you know, get from West Hillsborough downtown and from some other neighborhoods, too, on the other side of the river can now walk down as well. And that has a really big impact on our air quality. And one of the grants that we got for finishing the West End, which just officially opened, was an air quality grant. So it really means a lot.
Awesome. And again, speaking with Jen Weaver, so other things going on in Hillsborough. You all just had Picnic in the Park yesterday, right?
Yeah, that was yesterday. It was great. It's always super hot for Picnic in the Park. and yesterday did not disappoint on the heat factor, but it was nice and cool under the pavilion. The Visitor Center, the Alliance for Historic Hillsborough, pulls that together. And Music Maker is a partnership with Music Maker Relief Foundation, which is, of course, one of our town treasures, and musicians, blues and gospel musicians from Music Makers played all day, and it was really terrific.
Nice. So, again, speaking with Jen Weaver, and you can get more on Hillsborough at hillsboroughnc.gov, more on the events and happenings calendar for Hillsborough at visithillsboroughnc.com. Got to wrap up. Before we do, though, we've got to talk about you, because the filing period is about to begin for 2019 elections next week, right? And you've already announced you're going to be filing to run for mayor.
That's right. That's right. I'm excited.
So what's on the agenda for the next 2 years?
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, when Mayor Stevens announced he wasn't going to run again, that was a big deal for people. It still is a big deal for people. He's been mayor for a long time and is generally, you know, well-loved and appreciated and has seen as a good leader for our community. And so it will be 14 years when he transitions off. And so this will be a transition period of you know, seeing what comes next. And what you hear Hillsborough folks talk about a lot is taking care of what we've got. And that is so critical for us because we are in a general transition period where things are pretty tight, and we're committed to running good government and spending the money that it takes, but then there's not much left over. And so really trying to squeeze the lemon without squeezing it too hard in a way that's damaging. And that ties really in with something I'm going to be talking about a lot, which is general resiliency in terms of how we prepare for a new world with climate change. There's so much that we don't know, but we have to be thinking about how we're going to orient ourselves a little bit differently in a lot of the things that we do, even though I couldn't necessarily rattle off exactly what all those things are.
That's going to be a big challenge for the next 2 years and beyond. What are you excited about for Hillsborough coming up in the next couple of years?
Well, I'm so much about what happens in Hillsborough is it just feels good living here. Despite the anxiety that I think many people have about some of the growth that we have experienced and are experiencing, people are generally happy here. And so I'm excited to think about how we engage people who have been here for a long time and people who are new to the area and everything in between to, you know, keep this place ours. We're one small part of a natural and human-built ecosystem that is much bigger than Hillsborough that we need to remain a part of and connected to, but think about how we can stay ourselves and true to Hillsborough, but still be engaged with the world around us. So I'm excited to think about that and talk with other people about what they see for that.
Filing period starting soon. We'll have a lot more to say about the Hillsborough elections and all of the municipal elections in Orange County coming up in the next few months. So if you are listening out there and you're election wonks like me, stay tuned. We got a lot more to say about it. But we'll wrap up now. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Jen Weaver, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.